Okay.
Morning.
Get some work done.
The House Committee on Revenue for February 12, 2009 will come to order. We will open a public hearing on House Bill 2467 and 2469. Mazin?
Good morning, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, for the House Bill 2467, talks about establishing a tobacco task force. This tobacco task force seems to be slightly different than the tobacco task force that we had previously from the 2001 session, actually, when the first one started, and then changed in the 03 session, and then on and kept changing. This one looks primarily to be an appointed task force by the governor, and it is more concentrated, as it seems, concentrated on studies rather than enforcement, as the first one was. The first task force that we had was a combination from the State Police, the Attorney General, Department of Revenue, and it had more of an enforcement feel to it. This one seems to be of a study in order to find what kind of leakage in the system there is to it. And the final section of the bill appropriates money, basically, to fund the task force. However, that appropriation number is left open based on what would we go with and how large and how long this would be, even though it does sunset down in July 1st, 2009. That's House Bill 2467. Let me go through House Bill 2469. House Bill 2469 establishes a task force for tobacco tax compliance consisting of 5 members appointed by the governor. And this task force seems to be different from the task force of the 2001, 2003, although it is the same one that would seem to be the same one as in House Bill 2467. I suspect, Mr. Chair, that when we were talking about the joke of the Groundhog Day, somebody took that very seriously and established two bills that about the same thing while we didn't know and slipped it into the system. So this is where we are.
Thank you. Mazin, do we have anyone to be heard today on the bills? Thank you. Colleagues, I would ask you to note the relating clause on these two bills in case you're wondering why we were hearing them today. It gives us an opportunity for perhaps something more unusual later on in the session. Any discussion while we're in public hearing on either of these two bills? I don't see any. With that, we'll close the public hearing on House Bill 2467 and 2469 and open a work session on House Bill 2107. Is that yours?
Yes, sir.
Mazin, go ahead.
Mr. Chair, this is the bill that we postponed from the Tuesday meeting. This is the one about the extending the bond amounts and doing some of the statutes from the bonding for the local districts and so on. It's mostly a technical fix for MDEC, the Municipal Debt Advisory Commission. You've heard the discussions about it, and we did not at that time have a fiscal statement on this.
And do we have it now?
And we just passed it to you earlier this morning.
Thank you.
And it basically says the LFO believes that this measure may have fiscal impact on county government. And it still says that they've requested but have not received the fiscal impact information from the Association of Oregon Counties. In absence of this information, the fiscal impact to counties is undetermined. Fiscal impact information provided by AOC. LFO will issue a revised fiscal impact. But it does not have a fiscal impact on the state treasurer or the state government. So that's what... That's where we are with this statement.
Thank you. Do we know the definition of a conduit borrower? That this term is used in both Section 4 and Section 6.
Mr. Chair, the conduit borrower, to my understanding, is the borrower that the state helps, the state treasurer helps in making, on allowing to get bonds. This is like the... facilities authority of the state, so they have some level of, if you will, facilitation from the state, from the treasurer, but it doesn't, the bonds do not have, or are not backed by the faith and credit of the government.
Okay. Colleagues, what's your pleasure?
21-7. Mr. Chair, I move...
Representative Bailey.
Mr. Chair, thank you, Mr. Chair. I move House Bill 2107 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Bailey moves House Bill 2107 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Is there any objection to this bill going to the floor with a due pass recommendation? Speak now. I don't see anyone. Please record a unanimous vote for the bill, and the bill will go to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Colleagues, is this a bill that ought to go on the consent calendar?
Clearly.
Any objection to the bill going on the consent calendar?
Everybody was looking at Representative Berger, but apparently. Oh, no, I didn't mean for you to say anything.
Distracted for a moment. I didn't hear the question.
It was your cue.
Fortunately.
So, is there...
I did not hear the question, Mr. Chair, so I guess it goes on wherever you want it to go. The person who speaks up, I think Mr. Chair is going to carry that bill, and it isn't going to be me.
Thank you. The bill will be placed on the consent calendar. All right. With that, we'll close the work session on House Bill 2107 and open the work session on House Bill 2065. That must be Paul's. Colleagues, you can see there's some value in starting meetings early because it means you have a substantial amount of time during the rest of the day, this rest of the morning, to do other business. Of course, I may be speaking too soon. Who knows? Paul?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. You have before you, and have we opened a work session?
I think so. Did I open a work session? She says I did.
We have before you House Bill 2065, which you have heard a couple of weeks ago, and this is the revisor's bill that's put together by Legislative Council, and it's really intended to update, clean up the language, make it consistent in a number of tax programs in the statute. So one of the issues that came up and was raised by Representative Riley had to do with deleting a section on MIAs from Vietnam. And this bill, we asked the Department of Revenue and Council to follow up on that. Kind of the comment from veterans was that they didn't know of anybody who would be affected but they weren't absolutely convinced of that. So as a result of that, and another issue, you have before you the 2065-1. And what that does is change some of the references, statutory references. You can see the first change there on line one of the amendment. But the main one is line three of the amendment, which on page 16 deletes lines 9 and 10, and that was the reference to the missing in action from the Vietnam War. So that is pulled out of the bill, so that will remain in statute in case there should be someone that might fit that, even though we don't think there is. We don't know that for sure. There's also another section of 316, 699, that is amended at Department of Revenue's request. There was a reference in the statute. There was a faulty reference, as you'll see on the note at the bottom of page 2 of your amendment, and this corrects that faulty reference. So we have both Kate Toswell here from Council, who's prepared the amendment, and also Debbie Buchanan from the Revenue Department, who has made the suggestion on the College Saving Network language there to correct that reference.
All right, colleagues, do you want to hear from either of them?
Mr. Chair,
yes.
I would very much like to have them on the record, because it was my understanding that this is a more or less of a reviser's bill that doesn't have any policy changes in it, and I'd like to have that firmly on the record.
Great. I appreciate that. Yes.
Good morning, Chair Barnhart, members of the committee. Deborah Buchanan with the Department of Revenue. And I apologize for not doing due diligence on the issue of repealing that particular statute. We will do that before we suggest having that repealed in the future. We contacted veterans. They did not have time to do the research on the question, and we should have done a better job on that. So we will do that in the future. We appreciate Representative Riley calling that to our attention as well.
Thank you. And on the other issues?
Mr. Chair, the other issue was that I believe in 2007 there was legislation that renumbered this particular statute, and the reference that's in the statute was not renumbered.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Representative Berger.
You're referring to this Amendment 1, the Section 22 amending ORS 316.699, and that is not a change of statute, it is a renumbering of statute only?
If I may, members of the committee, I'm Kate Toswell from Legislative Council, Chair Barnhart, Representative Berger. What you see in dash one is, as we've already heard, removing the repeal of ORS 316.074.
Right.
And it also adds a new Section 22, which would amend ORS 316.699, and that's actually a change that should have been made in the original reviser's bill and was inadvertently omitted, and it's comparable to the rest of the changes that you do see in the text reviser's bill. The reference to, there's an internal reference that is actually incorrect and meaningless, as 316.699 was amended in 2007. I believe that was House Bill 2031, and before that it was correct, and when there were changes made in the previous regular session, that 3 should have been changed to a 4. It wasn't. It should have been changed in the reviser's bill, and it was left off for whatever reason. It's now correct in the dash ones.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Representative Berger.
Thank you. I appreciate this. Because we're amending a section of statute that is all over the headlines lately, I want to make it very clear on the record that we are not making any changes to that program or that statute, except as reference to the dash, to the 3 that should have been a 4. It is a numbering reference, and it is not in any way a change of policy or statute that is substantive as to the change of statute that is substantive as to the policy.
Well, and if I may add to that, in fact, what it does is actually makes effective the carry forward in 2B, which otherwise doesn't make any sense.
Correct.
Because it makes the correct reference to the correct subparagraph where that's actually discussed.
Chair Barnhart, I believe what happened in 2007 is that there was an additional sub 3 was added, which had the escalator for the CPI index, and
right.
That pushed subsection 3 down. It became 4, and the internal reference was not also changed.
Was
at
not
that
fixed.
Time.
Okay. That also makes sense. And I was puzzling about the section numbers, but I realized you had deleted section 20 and moved 21 and 22 up. So this becomes a new 22.
That's
and okay, it all works.
It's all still in order.
Yes. Thank you. I was trying to figure out how section 22s went together, and they don't.
Right. It's been
yes
renumbered, so it's still in ORS.
All right.
Order.
Now, is much of this bill corrects a number of things in various parts of the statutes. This is the normal revisers bill that we deal with every year. Is that correct, or have I missed something?
Chair Barnhart, I believe that is correct. There's another version, which is the revisers bill for the rest of ORS. This one deals with specifically with materials in Oregon tax law. So,
which is why it's here.
Yes.
Right. Okay. And do some of these come from the big bond bill last time?
I believe they're throughout the actions of the regular session last time, and there may in fact be items from previous sessions where there are just, as we saw with the new Section 22, it's a renumbering error, and the current law is not meaningful. By amending it, we make the internal reference correct.
Yes.
So it's from a variety of sources, and we do try to track where we see those errors so that we can put them into the tax revisers bill in the next regular session.
All right. Does that deal with your questions, Representative?
Thank you. I just wanted to make that very clear on the record.
All right. Thank you. Is there a motion?
Mr.
Representative Bailey?
Mr. Chair, I move the LC-1 amendment dated 2609 to House Bill 2065.
Thank you. Representative Bailey moves the -1 amendment to House Bill 2065. Is there discussion? Is there objection? The -1 amendment is adopted. Representative Bailey?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move House Bill 2065 to the floor with a due pass as amended recommendation.
Representative Bailey moves House Bill 2065 to the floor as amended with a due pass recommendation. Any discussion? Is there any objection to the this motion that the bill go to the floor with a due pass? Don't see any. And there, so the bill will go to the floor with a due pass, and please record a unanimous vote for the bill. Colleagues, given that this does have a number of sections in it and refers to various different statutes, and is the revisers bill, I'll carry it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And with that, we'll close the work session on House Bill 2065. Colleagues, obviously I'm not doing a very good job of getting enough business before the committee for our sessions. I think this is a record. We actually started a few minutes late, and we'll be adjourning an hour and 35 minutes early. And with that, we are...
Do you want to talk about next week?
Yes, please. Paul, go ahead. Talk about next week.
Okay, I'll just say a couple things for the committee about the schedule for next week. We did post yesterday, and there is no committee meeting scheduled for Monday. Keep in mind that we have tomorrow we'll have a meeting with a panel discussion of corporate minimum tax reform and the alternative basis. But on Monday there's no meeting.
We had scheduled a substantial hearing on Monday, but the proponents of a particular bill asked that the matter go over so they could finish their preparation. So that's the reason for that.
And so we did schedule that for the following Monday, so that's on the agenda. On Tuesday, we have two bills around the special medical subtraction, which will begin that discussion of that. proposals to change that. On Wednesday, we have some general bills, one involving local government. We're also bringing back the bill the Department of Revenue brought to you about donations of kicker refunds to education, to look at that bill again. On Thursday, we have a report from Department of Energy on the economic impact of the business energy tax credit and a bill that proposes a change in the credit. And then on Friday, Mr. Chair, I don't know how final things are in terms of the revenue forecast. It looks like we'll be meeting at a different time.
It is likely that we'll be meeting at 10 o'clock rather than at 8, and receiving the report with the Senate Finance and Revenue Committee in the House chamber so that other members can attend if they choose to do that. 10 o'clock, of course, is our usual session time, so there are no other committees scheduled at that time, and this committee normally doesn't meet then. After that report and after the reception of the treasurer's readjustment of the bond estimates, there is likely to be a press availability, and then we'll reconvene either here or in Hearing Room F with the Senate committee for any questions that the members may have of the state economist I don't think the treasurer's office is actually going to be present, so we won't be able to ask them questions that day. But their involvement is essentially mechanical, and I think Paul can probably deal with that. These plans are not absolutely final yet, and it's possible we'll meet at 8 o'clock, which, as is posted, I think, isn't it?
Yes.
Posted for 8. We may actually meet then, so stay tuned and be ready to change based on things that you learn early next week.
Okay.
That deal with it?
I think so. And we're also posted for the first 2 days of the following week, where we did have the bill the chair mentioned, House Bill 2461, which is a major proposal involving taxation of malt beverages. And following Tuesday, the 24th, we've put together another panel to talk about corporate minimum tax reform and focus on the issue around business location decisions. And we're putting that panel together as well. So I guess the bottom line, Mr. Chair, is we're starting to really get into some of the meatier parts of the work plan for the committee.
Thank you. And what we might note, too, colleagues, is that we are the subsequent committee on a number of major issues that aren't yet ready, but I expect will be ready before long. And what we're trying to do is clear the decks of as many of our own pieces of business as we can, so we actually have time to deal with those. Anything else for the committee this morning? And I was wrong, you only get an hour and a half. With that, the committee is adjourned.
I've got a little bill, I'll get it.